turn you away from God, believing in
Oh God, cry out and spin us. attained their purpose.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
They touched them. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
They have no idea what I'm talking
about.
And when I suppose that you have their own way, got things going the way they want to go, they touched them. And they supposed, and when they supposed, they had obtained their purpose, their intent, their reason for what they were doing. They said so. Maybe, just maybe, perhaps, there just might be one who has just a little bit of understanding of what I'm reading. And when I supposed, well, I'm in the tabernacle this morning, I got up and I did pretty good, so I suppose I'm okay. And when they suppose, not a one of you will follow through with that story and see what was finally come out of it. Not a one of you laid it to heart. And there you sit. Oh, I obtained my purpose. I got there on time this morning. And when they suppose, and when they had supposed, I think you'll find it somewhere in the book of Acts. And when they suppose, look, it's not even the one, you're grabbing your book to find it. Oh, they suppose they're sitting down here now, and they were standing up when the proud walked in. That's what they supposed.
Oh, my Lord.
Supposed. Supposition. And still can't get you folks to respond in your faith. You won't do it. What's he talking about? Well, when they supposed.
Oh, my Lord.
They had obtained their purpose. Somebody read it.
Wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose. Loosing thence, they set sail close by Crete. They sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose...
Hold it! See, you folks, you amaze me. You astonish me. You shock me. You startle me. You fear, call me to fear. Because you make no effort.
Oh, God.
You won't strive. You just won't do it.
Oh, Jesus.
And then you fuss at me because I yell at you. But I suppose. It was later on in that same story.
Amen.
When they got the wind blowing and the boat sinking. Yeah. They jumped on a little lifeboat to try to save themselves. Where's this at? This is no, that's not in that book. He got it. See what you're doing? Every single time I talk to you, every time, it's impossible to say anything to you that you won't get offended or upset with or hurt. I'm just doing this for you. The most of the stuff you're doing it for you, not for anybody else. I've warned you, I've told you, I've cried with you, I've pleaded with you. I keep trying to tell you what that is. That's men trying to superimpose works for faith.
Lord.
See what I've done?
Lord Jesus.
Look at my nice sacrifice, Lord. Look at these fine flowers I grew, and look at this. This nice fruit I produced. And look how nice I arranged it. Can you see what I've done? And you don't want to hear the rest of it. You don't want to hear that rest of it.
Lord, thank you.
And there's a little statement there too. It said Abel offered up a sacrifice too. But a more. Yes, so I owe to you a more. Why don't you offer up that one?
Jesus.
And later on in that same chapter, when everything was going wrong, old Paul stood up and said, you should have hearkened unto me. Amen. I told you not to leave that harbor.
Thank you, Lord.
So you folk, isn't it something? Which one of you can pick up the narrative? Which one? Pick it up. Huh? Read the whole story.
The ship was...
I didn't say to read it. I said to you, y'all read it.
Amen.
I sat down in my house again, just crying. Said, God, what can I do? How can I get this people to hear me, to take heed to me? They hate. Look, when you hate the things I say, you hate me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Look, do what you want. This is the sign. If you don't hear me, you won't hear Jesus when he calls from heaven. Now, how do you like that one, smart aleck? Come on, you wise guys. Sit there in your arrogance and your pride again. Just sit there, amen. Then go out and just go back. Just keep on living the way you live. Just keep on doing what you do. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Jesus.
Now, there's a grin on your face. Arrogant, proud, haughty. Real blessed there. You won't be around long. Isn't that nice? Boy. I wish it was today. Oh, you do too, huh? No. You know why it's not today? Do you really know why it's not today? Today, if you hear the voice. You mean God's going to give you another day to hear the voice?
Glory! Glory!
Do you believe that?
Yes.
And what are you going to do when you hear it? What have you been doing?
Glory.
What are you doing right now when I say you can't keep doing the way you're doing?
No.
The Apostle Paul said, we're going to lose this ship. And yet he turned right around and said, but if you stay on the ship with me, even though it's sinking, you'll save your life. Your life will be saved. See, you, look at him. Look. Come on, boy. You're such a fine boy. Let your eyes light up.
Glory. Glory.
Oh, God forbid that I should say to you people, you stay in this place. Or you won't be saved.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
And Sister Burgess, soon God will fix it so you can stay in this place. You might have to do it all alone, but you won't do it all alone because I'll be here.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yeah, big job. Okay, take me out, God. Satisfy these self-willed, heady, whole world saying, we can do without God.
Oh,
we can do it without the Word of God.
No,
the whole world's saying it.
Yes.
Away with Him. Away with the Word. Away with God. Away with the Spirit. Away with truth. Just away with it. I can't comprehend how you people are sitting in front of this prophet. I was sitting down at my couch and the Lord said, son, don't you understand what it is? You're too high for Him. You don't think like they think. I think with the mind of Christ. And I can tell, I took you right square to the face and said, God's ways are not your way. And your way is not God's way.
Amen.
Oh, come on about that.
Amen.
I thought. Well, God's thoughts are not your thoughts.
Amen.
He doesn't think like that.
No.
I was trying to figure out exactly where to start here this morning. Oh, we put on a good front. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, the world's on fire!
Yes.
And the only thing that I can deal with that was the fire showed up in my bones. I'm fighting fire with fire.
Glory!
How about your anger? That's fiery, isn't it? That's not fire. How about your bitterness? That's not fire. How about your self-will? That's not fire. As I was meditating, never mind. I shouldn't tell you folk what I go through, because you folks don't think I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through about that. And then he speaks to me. God talks to me just like he does you, brother. You dare stand up and tell me that, any one of you. Come on, let's get with it. Come on, you spiritual guys, you wise guys. You tell me. Come on, let's get with it.
Oh, my Lord, my God.
Either I'm brazen or bold.
Glory.
If I'm wrong, I'm brazen. If I'm right, I'm bold.
Booyah.
How bold are you? Or how brazen are you?
My Lord.
Come on, let's put it on the line.
Oh,
how many times have I told you people here in that great story of Mary and Martha, what in the world? What is it that God took that story and stuck it right in the midst of his 3.5-year ministry and magnified it so dramatically? Because in that story, you're either a Mary,
yes,
or a Martha,
glory,
or a Lazarus. Or maybe he could be Jesus, because he's in the story too. Yes. Oh, to be like him. Wasn't he bold?
Amen.
He took on Mary and Martha.
Yes.
Came right to their house. Yes. Kind of bold, huh? Would you like to deal with Mary and Martha? Or I'd like to deal with Martha. Mm-hmm. I'd like to deal with Lazarus.
Oh, God.
You were Lazarus dead? He was dead. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. He said, yes, sir.
Amen.
He was already dead.
Yes.
But he wasn't dead, because Jesus said, the sickness is not unto death. Glory. Now, man, they won't condemn this house, this wicked generation, this rebellious house, like put on a good show all the time. The word that jumped out to me this morning in that story, where Jesus said, roll the stone away, and here come old Martha again. Here come old Martha.
Glory!
Go, just take it lightly.
Glory!
Glory!
Oh, Jesus. Yes, sir.
I will repeat my word that I've spoken to every one of you, time and time again. And how many times have I spoken to you? Only a few. You're going to be saved. And you better take it serious.
Hallelujah!
Be sober!
Oh,
be vigilant!
Yes, Lord!
We know God's here, but the devil's also here.
Yes, Lord.
He could be in you.
Yes, Lord.
Your adversary, not yours.
Yes, Lord.
You're your adversary.
Amen.
You let mine.
Hallelujah.
You either marry, or Martha, or Lazarus, or you're the manifestation of Christ. The whole story is right there.
Yes.
Right there.
Yep.
God, they don't get it. I look at their eyes. I'm not wrong. How is there anybody here that hasn't seen you look directly at you? Huh? I'll get right in your face if I have to. I'm not afraid of you.
Thank God.
What can you do more than me? Throw me back in jail? Tell another lie on me? Or believe wrong about what I do? Because you don't believe I'm doing right?
Oh,
what more can you do to me? It's a good day to do it.
Glory, God. Thank you, Jesus. More. Thank you, Lord.
What more can you do to me?
My Lord. Oh.
Huh?
Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God.
What more can he do? I've given my life for this cause. The life that God gave me, and I've lived it by faith. What more can you do to me?
What more? Oh,
well?
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, you won't do that. Put up or shut up.
Jesus.
No fear of God. None at all. Provoke, 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 provoke.
Hallelujah.
Let's go back to the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Martha come running out to Jesus and said, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. That's how much I know who you are. Martha, yeah, your brother shall live. My God, why do they miss this? He's given us an example of the resurrection.
Yes,
you got to die to be resurrected.
Yes, Lord.
So he let Lazarus die so he could resurrect him.
Yes,
my God, my God, somebody, my God, don't get excited about the resurrection. If by anything, boy, you feel like something.
Glory.
You really are. Find out if by any means, no matter what it takes, if by any means,
glory.
Just look at him. Just look at the thing. Huh.
Oh, God.
Remember preaching that in Newark, New Jersey?
Glory.
Where I was preaching for a preacher that I'd gone up there and put my tent up there to bail them out. So they have no theater. Then I said, that preacher finally moved down here.
Sorry.
And he asked me to let him borrow the tent. We took it over to near North Augusta area, north of Gainesville. He put it because he moved down here. The man never brought the tent back, never paid anything for it, never caught anything. Isn't that something what he would do? Where are the other nine?
My Lord. Glory. Yes, Lord.
Only one came back to give God glory.
Glory. Glory.
Where are the other nine?
Glory.
Where are these damn fools that left this place? You think they'll come back and thank God for even being here to begin with?
My Lord.
Where are they? Run your big fat mouth, Stan. Run off, Enoch. You fools. The fool that said in his heart, no, God. And because you said this is not of God, you're going to hell, fool. You never bought that either, did you?
No. Oh, glory.
You're doing it right now, sonny. That ain't good. That ain't God. Stand and do it. Come on. Let's get on the microphone. Come on.
My God, my God.
Well, God wasn't angry. I'm not acting. God's angry with this wickedness that prevails in our minds and our thoughts. And we just love our wickedness. What a wicked reception when you pull back and you draw back. Draw back to position. Wickedness. When you draw back to position, that's wicked. That's the wicked one. And if a man draw back, this is God saying, my soul. We're God's soul. He breathed into us and we became a living soul. Were they ashamed? Nope. Jesus very kindly came back and raised Lazarus from the dead.
Amen.
Your brother will live again, he said to Martha. I know. At the last day. I know.
Yes.
Can you see her?
Yes.
Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Now, a lot of you folk won't buy that from me, but she's accusing Jesus.
Yes.
That's what she's doing. It's your fault. You sent me word, said he wouldn't die. Now he's dead.
Yes.
Now, don't do that.
Amen.
Why don't you read the story? Hey, come on, you big smart aleck. I'm preaching now. You listen to me. Then read the story. See it. Look, I'll pause for a moment. Please go. Just get up and go back out the door. You've been told, you've been warned. When the spirit of ruler rises up, you think sitting in that chair means you're in your place? When you're sitting there stewing inside? And you think I don't know it? Think I can look right in your face? And I don't know what's going on inside of you? You rebellious ones. You're self-willed. You're heady. You're high-minded. You should talk to me like that. I gave you all my money. The Bible tells you to present your bodies.
Hallelujah. Glory.
A living, not a dead.
Glory.
A living sacrifice. In other words, you let the body die so you can live.
Glory.
You don't live after the flesh.
No.
I can touch you all day long in the flesh, but if I can't touch you in the spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why most of us have lost our love relationship, because love is a spirit.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we think love is flesh.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Where you at, boy? Where you at?
Never a man spake like this man.
What takes you so long to say that? I thought by this time you were convinced. Well, stand up, boy. Turn around and look at that folk. Tell them what your name is.
My name is James Petrosius.
Bless you.
What are the emergencies you've been here?
Never a man spake like this man.
Say it loud.
Never a man spake like this man.
Say it real loud.
Never a man spake like this
man. He could use some help.
Never a man spake like this man.
Don't you think I'll listen to that man?
Yes.
That one that speaks like this one? Ah, oh, come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hear ye him?
Amen.
In all things?
Yes.
Fix that inverter. You can do it. And I say, yes, brother, get in your way, you shove right. And say the Lord rebuke you. And if they won't take your word, then I'll come behind and back you up. I told you I'd back you up on that. I'm not taking the risk with him. I wonder if God's taking a risk with you. Trust you with the prophet, with the message, with the responsibility, with the obligation, with the joy of proclaiming and believing that Jesus is coming in your lifetime. Go thy way, Lord. A more convenient street, there ain't going to be one. Make ready, for the King is coming. I got a whole bunch of scriptures up here, but that one keeps running in my mind. That one just keeps running in my mind. See, I'm amazed at how God compassed me with revelation truth. He just, and then when I try to help you folk, you get angry. What a generation. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. Grieve not the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
When you were resisting him, you are grieving the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Grieve not the Holy Ghost.
No.
Whereby you are sealed.
Yes.
Preserved.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, folks.
Glory. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
God did you over and over. Defiance, rebellion, self-will, pride, arrogance, haughtiness. Oh, boy. Now let me show you how far Martha went. Jesus finally came after Lazarus was dead. Martha had put on a fine funeral. All the family were calling real quick because one day they had to bury him. On the Jewish, well, they don't embalm them. Even today, the Jews do not get embalmed in America. Damn, somebody stop that! Stop it, Paul! Stop it! Stop this dumb look on your face when I say something. How come you don't have, you don't know truth because you have no spirit of understanding? That's what I see. I sit on it right now. Why are you telling us this? Why are you... To try to give some understanding of the time.
Amen.
There is a man on this earth today.
Yes.
What does it say about those men of Issachar? What does it say about the men of Issachar? What does it say about the men of Issachar? Why don't you find it then, Marlies? And let's see what it said about them. Isn't this something? I live in a realm where Bible everywhere, provoked, spoken against, spoken for, and here we are. Just a bunch of ignorant people concerning the time. I don't know where you're going to tell folks how close it is. You know where it's at. No. Yeah, the men of Issachar. Suffer not a woman to speak except under authority. I give you
and of men that had understanding of the times. To know what Israel ought to do.
This is God's declaration.
Yes, Lord.
These men aren't doing that themselves.
No.
Go back and read the verse or two before.
And of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times.
What do they understand? It's time to make David king. It's time for the king to come. Fell and then they were sitting, but after he fell, they didn't sit no more. They didn't sit no more, no way. They staggered out of that place like a bunch of drunk folks.
Glory! Glory, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory.
That's pretty good. I like that. Read it again.
And of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king.
They were called by it. For God to make King David their king.
All right.
Set David their king.
All
that,
right.
That idolater. That murderer.
All right.
That was a murderer.
Yes.
But it is God's
right.
Chosen.
Yeah.
How about you, sinner? How about you, murderer?
Amen.
How about you, liar?
Amen.
Chosen of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, Jacob. Come on.
Hallelujah.
I hate to fuss at you, boy, because you're such a beautiful young man. But boy, I got to find some way to get that confidence changed. I got to find some way to do it. Your confidence is. Huh? Read that again.
Tribe of Manasseh.
And we're reading from the book of Chronicles. Yeah. You wise guys out there, you Bible readers, you smart Alecks. When's the last time you even took time to read that or to search it out while you pop off your mouth about me? I'm a man of Issachar. I'm a man that God chose to reveal the time to. I don't believe that. Then go to hell.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't believe that. Well, you'll wake up in hell. Except a few little crumbs, huh? Well, I believe you're the man of God, but I heard you say this, heard you say that. What dumb, stupid generation I live in. The earth is flat. Where'd the black man come from? Oh, what is this? Everything came from God. Right and wrong. When all this is said and done, the Lord is God. To give you an explanation for nothing.
Amen.
He didn't explain to you what God does. He just does what God does. Go ahead and read it on. You were reading.
And of the half tribe of
Manasseh. Don't become like these brothers.
Glory.
The half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name, to come and make David king.
Why, you hear this?
Amen.
18,000 which were expressed by name.
Ooh,
you're the one that I chose to come and make David the king. Glory be to God. And right behind them came the men of Issachar who knew what time it was. Time to make the king. Time to say king. King David. King. We shall see the king.
We shall see the king.
Oh, come on.
Hold it.
Convince somebody.
We shall see the king. We shall see the king. We shall see the king.
Get the grin off your face.
Coming with great power. We shall see the king.
See, you don't know the stories. It's a nice little parable to me. You know who grumbles to the guy getting paid, don't you? Don't you? No, you don't even know the story. Nothing for late hard. The last hour workers, the laborers.
Hallelujah.
I tried to explain that to you. He come out in the marketplace. First he went out and checked the field. Almost harvested. The day's about over. I agreed to pay them guys a penny a day on the condition that they harvested the crop. But it was too much for them. They worn out. What's wrong with what kind of words do I got to speak to cause your eyes to light up? beg your pardon? I didn't hear you. What'd you say? So he goes out in the marketplace and still finds some men hanging around who didn't get hired. The whole day went by. They were waiting for somebody because they needed a little bit of money. Boy, they won't. No matter how I describe things, your damn peanut brains, your carnal mind just rebels and rebels and rebels and rebels, and you love it that way. Look at them. What defiance? What defiance? He found these men sitting around idle. So what are you idle for? Nobody hired us. He looked at us. Come here. See that field out there?
Yes, Lord.
I only got one more hour when the sun goes down.
Yes.
And that field got to be in the barn.
Yes, Lord.
Now, if you guys agree to go out there and get that job done,
yes.
Get that job done,
yes.
Get that job
yes.
done, get that job
yes.
done.
Hallelujah.
Get that crop into the barn. What will you pay for that? What's right? How much? What's right?
Amen.
Boy, they don't understand that. They say, we'll pay what's right. Because he always does right.
Amen. Yes,
he does. Who keeps him doing what's right? Who fussed at him for doing what's right?
Yeah.
Huh? See, you don't know the story. You wouldn't sit there like that. You don't even know. Do you? It's right there, though. He agreed with the other folk a penny a day. This only got 1 hour work. But to agree with if he gets the job done. So if they wouldn't have got the job done, they wouldn't have got paid at all. Thank God for those last hour workers. Whether you work and work for 1 whole hour and got the job done. Is there anybody we get excited over the truth? It's there, Brother Patterson. The story's there. Payday came. At the end of the day, they called the wages in to get paid. And he brought the last ones first. And he gave them a penny. Along came the overcomers. And they watched him pay that one who worked the 1 hour. But they were the one that got the job done. The other guy didn't get it done in the 8 hours or the 10 hours. They didn't work while it was day. Now the night's coming. We got to get it done. Boy, I wish somebody. Is there anybody in this place that revelation truth will set your soul on fire? Well, brother, that's the way you say it. Well, how do you say it? How do you read it?
Glory God.
Anybody got the part where they came to pay? And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, one more hour to go.
They received every man a penny.
Every one of them got paid a penny.
Yes.
But he agreed to pay the men in the beginning of the day. Hey! Why won't you folk give it up?
Amen.
God, that spirit of rebellion! Read. When the first came,
they supposed more.
Job done.
And they likewise received every man a penny.
You know what that agreement is?
Salvation.
Of eternal life.
Amen.
The one that comes to last, they're going to get eternal life.
Amen.
And it will all be equal.
Amen.
After all of our rebellion, he's here this morning. Well, I don't believe he's here. Then get the hell out of here. Read, brother.
They murmured against.
No. No murmuring. No.
Of the house saying.
Who's the good man of this house? You don't murmur against me, do you? Do you? Read.
They murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these lads have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day.
But he answered one of them.
And said.
And said.
Friend.
Friend.
Friend. Hallelujah.
I do thee no wrong.
I haven't done you wrong.
Dost not thou agree with me for a
penny? Is that our agreement?
All right.
Take that thine is, and go that way.
It's amazing he didn't take it away from him. He said, take what I gave and go your way.
Amen.
Wow! What in the world do I don't know what to do, Lord. I can't get these folks to respond. I'm afraid to look at some of you. I really am.
Hallelujah.
That looks on your faces are so. Story of Mary and Martha. Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Martha, yeah, your brother's going to live again at the last day. I know. I know that. At the last day, I know that. Martha, I want to tell you something you don't know. I want to tell you something you don't know at all. I want to tell you something you don't know. You think you know me, huh? Well, I just said about a man you don't know.
Hallelujah. Glory God.
Y'all think you know me, huh?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
You think you know each other, don't you?
My Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Don't you? Know it all, right? You couldn't find another man on this earth that would talk to you like I talk to you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's when you try to impress me with your good works or what you're doing. I'm not impressed.
Amen.
But I let the olive follow you. We'll give it back to you. Already had done that. Look what we gave back to Timothy. Look what we gave back to Mark. We gave him right to do what they thought was right. And now, look what it gave back to you. Huh? When you look back, you're getting back what you deserve. And by the way, Timothy, what's that fellow's name? Called the other day. Is Princeton back out again? He called me. Yes, he's as smart as could be again. Hey, Princeton, go to hell! You little old tough jailbird. I'll come down there and I'll teach you a lesson. Well, come on and teach me a lesson, snot nose. Dumb kid. How many times that guy brought him out of prison? And yeah, he called, demanding me. No. What a generation. The last one. And we're not at the beginning of it. We're in the last hour. And in such an hour, that's the one. We don't think about the last hour. And then you look at me and say, what about you? Yeah, well, I'm at my last hour. I stand utterly amazed. Yesterday I could only move around. And today I got to struggle. But then all of a sudden I get up here. I don't believe you. Go to hell, you unbelievers! Get thee hence! God, you promised me. You said you want a clean house.
Hallelujah.
So clean house.
Yes, Lord.
This is your house, Father.
Yes,
it's not mine. I put a lot of filth in it, a lot of dirt in it. Clean it up.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
See, you folk don't consider that repentance. But repentance is comprised of confession.
Amen.
Why, even the world taught me that years ago. Open confession is, you never heard it. Never heard of it, huh? Isn't this something? Yeah, the old world slogan was open confession is good for the soul. You'll see these cops stop people and start questioning them. They'll say, now, be honest with me. It'll go better with you. Just tell the truth. It'd be better for you. Do you have anything in your car? No. Look, if you just tell us, be honest, we'll take it from there. You folk are doing it again, sitting right there in front of me like you damn have no knowledge of what I'm saying to you. You have any drugs in your car? No. Look, we're going to search the car. But you can't without a warrant. I'll bring the dog out. Because the law says I bring the dog out, the law don't apply to the dog. I'll just bring the dog out and the dog. There's a bunch of dogs out here. Ain't got no sin. I'm clean. Without our dogs. Instead of you folks sitting there, why don't you say, wow, what an application.
Amen.
Dogs. You ever seen the dogs come sniffing around here? You ever do any sniffing? And Jesus wept. I was trying to tell you a story yesterday about a man who was in the military. He spent 20 years of his life in the military. And because of that, he was away from his family almost all the time. So he never had a chance to be a wife, a husband, or a father. And now all of a sudden, damn, you can't even talk to these people. Oh, just as soon as I start talking on something, what an apostate, willingly ignorant, don't want to hear the truth, refuse to accept it. And you think you're going to change it right now? If I'm sitting there? After you've hardened yourself all week,
Lord.
All morning,
You mean to tell me you haven't heard the Spirit of God dealing with you at all?
Amen.
And when you hear the voice of the Spirit dealing with you about you, what do you harden up? Clipping your neck? Now, Jesus came to finally to Mary after Lazarus was dead and buried. She heard he was coming. She went out to meet him. And she said, I'm going to do it again. I don't can you. I'm going to do it. There was such a difference in her approach compared to Martha's. Lord, if you'd have been in my brother, wouldn't have died. I sent for you and told you he was sick. And then you sent me back a stupid word, he's not going to die.
Oh, God.
You told me this sickness is not unto death. And now he's dead.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Martha, your brother's not dead. I told you he's not going to die.
Amen.
What y'all making this ado about? The girl's not dead. I told the man I was going to come and heal her. I'm not going to come and raise her from dead. So he didn't come and raise that girl from the dead. He came and healed her.
Yes.
He don't lie.
No.
If he said, I'll raise you. If I heal you, I'll heal you.
Yes.
If he said, I'll save you, he'll save you.
Yes.
And now unto him. And now unto him. Oh, come on. Now unto him who is able to save you. My God. My God. Save me. You'll forget it 5 minutes from now. It's too for God. Can God save us here in the wilderness? Can God provide for us in tribulation?
Oh, yes, he can.
Can God take care of us when all men forsake us?
Yes, he can.
Amen. But every person I know forsook me. The voice I'm trying to get to is when Jesus said to Mary, where have you laid him?
Glory.
She said, come on, Lord.
Glory.
I'll show you. Now, she was not at the tomb when they buried Lazarus. She was not there. And when Martha was inquired of her family, where's your sister Mary? And she's sitting at home talking about something Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. you mean she tell us we're dead? Yeah, we're all dead. And she ain't going to come out and hobnob with us. That stupid Mary. Why, she chose the good thing, that's right.
Glory.
She chose to believe. She chose to love. She chose to trust.
Yes.
And he chose her.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Now, most of you are not Marys. Most of you are Marthas. She kept getting in the way of Jesus.
Glory.
Somebody listen to me. Martha runs out to the tomb with Jesus. Here. Stop it. He asked her, where have you laid him? Come on, Lord, I'll show you. Martha wasn't there. She had done a nice funeral, but Martha showed up. She got to Jesus. Jesus said, roll the stone away.
Glory.
Glory. What? Lord, no.
Lord,
we don't want to roll that stone away, Lord. You're at it again, huh, Martha? Get in my way again, aren't you? Aren't you? What's the matter, folks? Too many Marthas here?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
Are you looking at me? Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Oh,
are you a Martha or are you Mary?
Glory.
Still getting in the way of the resurrection.
Lord.
Lord, no! We don't want to roll a stone away. I paid $1,000 for that tombstone. I had some of the finest spices. I had them smelling good. I put on one of the finest burial gowns we had. He was looking fine. You roll that stone away, it's been 4 days. Everybody knows that 4 days start to decompose. You people won't budge, will you? You don't hear me, do you? You just won't hear me, will you? He's been dead 4 days. By this time, he stinks. That's what God's saying about the church today. We're coming to the fourth day and we... We stink. The church in America stinks. 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 But that don't stop him. You know what he said to Martha? Martha, get out of my way.
Glory. Jesus.
Hey, come on. Get out of God's way. Get in God's way. Get on God's way. I'm on the air right now again. And I can tell you damn folk, you sit there like a bunch of peanut brains. I can't tell you how many stations we are on. AM stations.
Hallelujah.
Along all the short waves at this hour. Seems like people don't get impressed at the work of God. And they're all paid for. They're paid up for to August. Because August is going to be a crucial month. You know why August is a crucial month? It's the month before September. Not too far away. And if I would tell you what my spirit tells me, no, Jesus is not coming this September. No, he's not. No, he's not. Because this September, all the feast days are not in the month of September. No, he's not. Get away from me! Get the hell away from me! Go your own way, you all smart eyes! Keep on living your own life! Go ahead, just get away from me! I don't need your money. I don't even need your love. God don't need your love. You got that all wrong. You need his love. He don't need your love. Mm-mm. You get a who out here and love her and she'll love him. See? But she won't love him as he loves her. Take an old drunkard. Manifest his love towards them. Then they'll love him. See? Because they don't think they need his love. Oh, how I love Jesus. Wrong. Oh, how Jesus loves me. See that? Wait a minute. You see how slow you are? You didn't see that?
Yes.
You know what they said about Jesus when he raised Lazarus from the dead? The boy, he really loved them, didn't he? Yeah, Martha said, he whom thou lovest is dead. No, I love him. He ain't dead. He's alive.
Hallelujah.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what do I gotta do? I only got my 35, 40 feet in the border. The thousand carnal thinking. Yeah, the people finally said, boy, how he loved them. Yeah, they comment concerning Lazarus. Oh, he who thou lovest is dead. He said, I'll show you how much I love him. He's going to live. Oh, how he loved them. Hey, Lazarus, I love you. Come on out there, boy. If that isn't love, then what is love? Impossible to talk to you, any one of you, without you getting offended at something I'm going to say. Some of you get offended at everything I say. Offended. Impossible. And the reason why the Bible put that in there, because it tells you that love, so if you're easily offended, then God's telling you something. He's telling you you're not made perfect in love. And only perfect love will cast out all fear. I will boldly say, and I will not fear what this law can do to me, or what you can do to me. All they can do is put me in a grave. He can raise me out of the grave. But we got to believe that. We got to go beyond this. Yeah, I said got to. I said got to. I said we got to believe it. Them doors work pretty good. They're all running around talking about now. Don't they work pretty good? Wee. Almost work better than you. Them guards, them doors. Look, I use her a whole lot. Because I'm learning. I hope she learns from me. I hope you learn from me.
Amen.
Those things.
Amen.
See, if I mention one little thing, I know her. Her nose a wrinkle. I finally raised my voice to her this morning. I'm standing like a little peppy, putting on my shirt, and tying the buttons, and putting on my socks, and I just stand there. See, you don't get the message, do you? You just don't get it. I would never let somebody do that to me before. I just wouldn't. There's a lot of places I wouldn't let people treat me like you're treating me. I just wouldn't do it. And I haven't done it. But I humble myself. Oh, I don't believe them. Okay. And the only time I raised my voice to her, when we came out and got in the cart, and she said, again, I said, stop it. She's a cleaning woman. And she cleans it clean. And part of her problem, I would tell her, is her eyesight. What do you say, nearsighted? So she'll see something there. And you folks can't understand what I'm doing, neither her. See, you're not going to understand that. Bunch of nitpickers. My God, I'm clean. Look how nice I look. I look nice. And it didn't take her to make me look nice because I look... How are we doing, Owen? Good. Tell that to them. You better watch it, boy. They'll lay you low. Jesus said to Martha, 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 get out of my way. Roll that stone away.
Yes, Lord.
I honestly believe with all my heart when Martha stood for that. No, no, no. I believe her sister run out and say, get out of the way, Martha. Come here, brother, help me, help me. Come on, brother, cut that tree down. Come on, pull that weed out. Come on, move that bed. Pull that rug out. Did you do it for me? Who did I do it for? She wants the rug out. I will move the rug. Didn't take long. When he called for me,
I will answer. When he calls for me, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
See, I have to do what the Bible says. I have to do what I need to do to live peacefully. Tell it with you, folks. As much as live, then you live. Be at peace one with another.
Yes.
You don't know, I go through a lot of denying self to live with you. And this is where God put me.
Amen.
My wife didn't want to live with me. My daughter didn't want to live with me. Your children don't want to live with me. Oh, prison is not tough prisoner. I guarantee you got whooped many times in prison. So when you get in prison, you're going to find somebody just as tough as you or tougher. And they like challenges in there. You start sashaying around. Yes. They'll mark you. And you better really be tough. I've been in prison. God gave me a protector. Really? 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 I wish I could see that guy. I know he's been put in prison because he told me, I'm already on my way to prison. He used to go to that Independent Baptist Church down by the curve. I didn't know that. Hey, a lot of the prisoners are very religious.
Amen.
They were raised in church. It was just, now that I sang the songs, you mean, sir, can't even remember nothing. Saying, I'm just blowing my horn. Damn this house. Damn it, God. Just damn these unbelievers. Just damn them, God. He that believeth not is damned. Damn them, God. I can't let this unbelief overwhelm me. I fight against it. You guys who want to believe, then don't believe, but get the hell out of here. And don't come back. The master's going to shut the door. And he goes, you get away from my door and don't come back. Don't keep knocking on my door. Well, you said, Lord, if I knock it over, I'll knock it open this time.
Oh, God.
Well, watch the master. You can knock all day long. Martha, 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 roll the stone away.
Yes.
You know what I like about the story of Lazarus? Well, I like the whole thing, but after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus came out of the tomb, and I used to preach this message. He came out, I demonstrated three types of Christians. The first one, a resurrected one, but he was bound. Now, you all been resurrected by faith. But you're bound. You're bound. Still got your grave clothes on. You're bound. And his face was covered over. So he was a Christian who was bound. Huh? Jesus, no good. Lose him. Lose him! And I tried it. I need to prove this. All bound up. Face covered over with a napkin. Couldn't see Jesus. Couldn't see nobody. Jesus said, lose him. I thought, I'm trying to lose y'all. Hallelujah. And when those hands got loosed, when that feet got loose, he began, hey, you are dead. Be loosed from that infirmity. Be set free. Be made whole. Come alive. Hallelujah. I hate that flesh that we've lived in. We walk with our flesh the same way. Haughty. Haughty, haughty, haughty. John said when I saw him. John said when I saw him. John, look at this folk. They won't pick it up. What are you going to do to them, God? I'm going to put them through great tribulation. Don't you dare mention his name again. Peter went right on preaching his name. Preached under his authority. What do you think this to do? Huh? To obey God or obey you? He chose to preach in his name.
Hallelujah.
So in his name we're going to preach.
Yes.
Glory. This is pitiful. Glory. These old dry bones, they just won't even rattle. I guess you don't have to identify as a dry bone, huh? A little rattle will help you. Even the world come up with that. Shake, rattle, and roll. Remember that one? Shake, rattle, roll. Woo! Move! You folk don't really appreciate what God's done. One preacher, they told you to get out of the churches.
Amen.
Stay away from the preachers. Stay away from them. See, for instance, that guy over in Paula White is all over the internet right now. She looks like a first-class whore. She talks like one. She dresses like one. She paints her face. All you women out there who say you're prophetess and you paint your face, Jezebel did that.
Yes.
She thought she was going to impress that judgment seeker. You don't. Come on. Who was that guy? Boaz, was it?
Jehu.
Who?
Jehu.
Jehu. Who ever heard of Jehu? Hey, Jehu, you're mocking me again. One day he comes in there. Because, see, Elijah wanted to know, what do I do about Jezebel?
Amen.
When he was out there in the backside of the desert, he was running from Jezebel.
Amen.
This house won't conceive anything, will they, Lord? Read it. And God said, what are you doing here, Elijah? What am I doing here? Haven't you heard? Old Jezebel back there says you're going to get him, take my life. So how can she do that, Elijah? You already gave it to me. It's mine, not yours. You are plain stubborn people. Because I think that's so plain. That's so plain. That's what Jezebel would do. Just spill filth out of her mouth. She was a whore. Most of the churches that you're following are the daughters of the whore. Most of the doctrine, 99% of what's being preached in the churches is erroneous doctrine. And you joined yourself to a whore? All right, so you come out, but you brought the disease with you. You picked up a disease. Corrupted your mind.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Men of corrupt minds. Paula White couldn't be accepted without men of corrupt minds. I saw it the other day on Jim Baker's show. with her tight britches on. She don't just put slacks on. She puts tight, real tight things, and then she sashays around, accepted in the beloved. And I said to her, you see, would you like to know what Jim Baker has her on? He won't have me on. Huh? The president called her, but he won't call me.
No.
You think the president don't know about me? Huh? You think the devil don't know about me?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? You?
Amen.
If God knows you, the devil knows you. Because God puts his mark on you.
Amen.
And the devil trying to put his mark on you, and you say, no, I'm already marked.
Hallelujah.
I'm already marked. I was watching some guy this morning talk about Satanism in the churches. And he picked out all the different things. I said, my God, I was a part of that. I watched it. How we used to respond to people. Woo! Yeah, we used to watch sisters fall on the floor and go, woo! No good. No good. Huh. Brother Pringle was the first one to tell me about that. Because we taught the people falling in the spirit. And they were falling backwards. He said, no way. When you fall in the spirit, you don't fall backwards. You fall forward. Hello. You do fall, but you fall wrong.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
We used to think it was something. You pray for them, you want them to fall. And they'd always fall backwards. And we say, woo, whoopee. Brother Pringle was the one to straighten me out on that one. But we always thought that was a sign of the power of God amongst us. Nobody ever felt praise of that?
Yes.
Nobody here ever fooled by that? Yes. Witchcraft. Most of those movies they do in rock and roll. Elvis Presley. Swivel hips. Hey, anybody know about swivel hips? Hey, baby. Look here.
Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Now they got this thing going about the two little children they seemingly said they found, which they haven't proven yet, but they're making judgment on all the assumptions. Now they found some dead bodies. Look at these damn people. You don't know what, you don't know nothing, do you?
Amen.
Yeah, you all got your little telephones. Boy, I tell you. You all got your social medias. Yes, sir, we socialize. Man called me this morning. I thought you for 30 years when you was on a station in Spokane, Washington, or out of Vancouver. His name is Mike. When I first went on, because that station's all full of all the preachers, and I kept denouncing every one of them. He said, Buster, why do you do that? All these other preachers, because they're not of God. What? I don't teach you what you... Then he, look at these folks. Because I taught something and still teach it. Get out of the cities.
Yes.
Get out of the churches.
Right.
Get out of debt.
Amen.
He didn't like that one when I said, get out of the churches. Mr. Burgess, why didn't God just leave you in that church? You was in a good church. Look how quiet you are. No, nobody ever joined a church, right? Why? If you joined a church, the impact of that church, that journey is still on you. Some of the teachers they taught.
Hello?
See, and because you're so hardy. See, I used to do that. We used to... Then I said, oh, Lord, deliver me. So we would pray. Shambach, boy, he was good at it. Yes, sir. Give me your phone. Put your hands up, praise the Lord. You want God to touch you?
Yes.
All right. He hit you, boy. If you didn't fall, I mean, pow! They lay everywhere.
Yeah.
You asked for it. And I told you, I was a part of it. He had to bring me out of it. That's why those guys don't. That's why David Wilkerson wouldn't have me come, because I get out of the cities. You're bringing people into the city when God brought you there to take them out.
Yes.
And then you start bringing them back.
Yes.
But then God just took him out.
Right.
I'm not going to fall prey to that. Neither am I going to fall prey to what Brother Benham did, although I've been tempted. What did Brother Benham do? He tried to start pleasing the people. Because his doctrine was different. So I tried to preach baptism in Jesus' name to a bunch of folks who believe Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hey!
Yes.
Which way is right? Both. In the name.
Glory. Yes,
what name is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Is Jesus. That's the name. So if I said, it means you're starting. I can take you out and put you under the water and never say a word.
Amen.
Never say a word because I'm not authorized to baptize. Why is this house going to keep on fighting me? Why do you keep doing it? Don't you know you're fighting against God? Well, now, Brother Stair, I don't believe I'm fighting against God. Martha, did I tell you? Roll the stone away. No. Martha, did I tell you?
Amen.
Martha, did I tell you this? You would believe you will see the glory of God?
Amen.
Look how long it took me to get you to recognize that.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
And still, he's still so proud. Just put you to an open shame because shame on you. Shame on you. I speak to your shame. Shame on you. Shame. What are you going to do with Elijah when he shows up? What are they going to do with him? They're going to kill him. What did they do with John the Baptist? They kill him. What did they do with Jesus? They kill him. What are they going to do with R.J. Stair? They're going to kill me.
Amen. Father.
All those men took the joy out of being killed and gave their lives. Poor they mad when he came to Jesus. He was dead already.
Amen.
They want to take his life.
Amen.
Somebody please say, I see it. They were there to break the legs because it was 3 o'clock. They had to get them off the cross to appease the Jews.
Amen.
What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with your ability to understand? Son, yeah, I heard you, but I don't like it. Well, you're just too high. You think different. You don't think like men. Why is that? Because you have the mind of Christ. Not too many here will agree with that, Lord. Boy, he just thinks a whole lot different, doesn't he? Where are your accusers? Look around. Where are your accusers? You know the answer. Huh? I have none. Then neither do I condemn you. Hallelujah. You see, we don't get it. We just don't get it. We don't want to fight the fight of faith. So we defend our iniquity. Is it I? If I really would tell you what God would tell me to tell you that would help you, you would do it. You would do it. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't feel comfortable. Strip you. Make yourself bare. How do you define that? How do you define that? Keep yourself a little loincloth on? Maybe a little panties? Or strip you? Make yourself bare? Bare yourself? Huh? Oh, you can't really believe that. Well, did they strip Jesus? Did they make him bare? Did they fight him? I was reading a story the other day of a woman who escaped from North Korea. And because she was of a prominent family, they went out and brought her back. Now, this is going on between North and South Korea and China. You poor folk. When I start talking, and just as I change the subject just a little bit, your eyes glass over. That is lack of understanding. That's all that is. I don't understand what he's telling us that for, or why is he saying it like this, or why is he talking like that, or why is he using that. You just don't understand. The woman was from a prominent family. So when she escaped from North Korea, they went after her and brought her back. She went to South Korea. It doesn't register. We don't get it. They brought her back 3 times. And they kind of brought her back. They would torture her. Why didn't they kill her? Because she came from a prominent family with had some royal blood in her. See, but they would torture me to make sure I didn't go again. She said they strip off all my clothes. Naked. That's all the devil crowd does, take off their clothes. Now, no, it's not. Before God, you are naked. He sees your most private parts. What a way to do it. Well, what a way. Boy, by this time he stinks. He won't be stinking when I bring him out. We'll lose him from the stink. Get them clothes off of him. Strip him. Make him naked. Lose him! Stop. Say, you fool, won't give it. I don't know why. I don't know why. Of course, I tell you why. You won't believe me. See, you got to practice this kind of fear of God every day, every hour. And then when you're in his presence, then you'll tremble at his presence. That's the final look that comes out of your eyes. There's no trembling there. Then if I walk over to you and I say to you, how come I'm not your dread? Why am I not your fear? I'm not doing a very good job, am I, God? Because nobody, no one makes it without the fear of God. No one. No one. No one. And when I tell you, you will fear my words. You will fear them. So what am I supposed to say? Nice words? Or words that you will fear? Huh? Yes, who are you? Shall we stand? Heavenly Father, let it be known that thou art God, and that I am thy servant. If you don't do that soon, if we don't do it soon, for some reason or other, we have disheartened ourselves. We stubbornly refuse. I don't like to pray that prayer, because what I would like to see more than anything else in this whole wide world is a manifestation of God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
A revelation, the whole creation, grown us together unto now, waiting for a revelation of God is really God.
Yes.
And that goes right over your head, don't you? And the scripture tells us that the birds are crying for it.
Oh, yes.
The grass is doing it.
Yes, yes.
The skies are raging,
yes,
waiting for God to manifest himself that he is God.
Yes.
They haven't declared that God was
Amen.
And we ourselves,
oh,
and we ourselves,
oh,
waiting.
Yes.
Jesus Christ was God, manifested in flesh. So we ourselves, who are flesh and blood, we groan within ourselves for Jesus, the power to be revealed in us. To Christ be revealed in you. My God. Why you? Why you? Why? 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 Why you?
Thank you, Lord.
Why has he chosen you to believe? And why did he give you the opportunity to believe? What are we going to establish? Not only has it been given, freely, freely gave it to you. To believe. How could you believe if God didn't give us here to believe? My God, somebody say amen. How could you believe in the prophet if God didn't give him to you? How could you believe in your brother and sister if God didn't give us together? I wish somebody could say they're on here. I really do. God, kill, just kill me. Drop me dead, God. If I'm the hindrance of these folk, just get me out of here. Get me out. I'm worth nothing. Worthless.
Glory.
Oh, we sing the songs. If you ever needed the Lord before, you are. Learn, and because you hear all that you want to hear and all you want to learn, you're not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So you say, well, he knew who he was. Well, he was looking to his apostles, his disciples, for confirmation.
What are they saying about me? Have I got it across? Have I moved amongst the scribes and Pharisees? Do they know? What are they saying about me?